welcome you to the program Everyday English once more. In our last program, we spoke about must and one of its important meanings, namely obligation or necessity. For example,
your husband must stop smoking. He is ruining his health thereby.
And the sentence means,
it is an obligation. It is a necessity for your husband to stop smoking. He is ruining his health thereby.
Your husband must stop smoking. As was explained the other time, the obligation or necessity contained in the expression can be denied in two ways. One, there is an obligation or necessity not to stop smoking. And two, there is no obligation or necessity to stop smoking. It is absolutely necessary to choose the appropriate form, lest you be misunderstood or create a ludicrous situation. Now, listen to the sentence again.
Your husband must stop smoking.
Suppose Ajo believes that there's obligation or necessity for her husband not to stop smoking. Her response will be,
he must not stop smoking.
There is obligation or necessity for my husband not to stop smoking. He is literally under obligation not to stop smoking.
Your husband must stop smoking.
No, he must not stop smoking.
It may sound strange to many that a person should literally be under obligation not to stop smoking cigarettes. But that's what Ajo's sentence means. A doctor may have imposed the obligation or necessity on him not to stop smoking as a way of weaning him off cocaine or similar dangerous luxuries or pastimes. So Ajo's response may not be as unnatural after all.
Your husband must stop smoking.
No, he must not.
It is an obligation and a necessity for him not to stop smoking. But suppose Ajo feels that there is no obligation or necessity for her husband to stop smoking. Her reaction will be expressed by does not need to or need not to. Now just listen again.
Your husband must stop smoking.
He doesn't have to. No, he need not.
That is, there's no necessity or obligation for him to stop smoking. It is not necessary for him to. There's no need for him to.
So there is a difference between obligation or necessity not to do something,
which requires must not as an answer,
and no obligation or necessity to do something.
Yes, and this requires do not need to or need not to as an answer. To bring out the expressions of the two types of obligation or necessity, we're going to present two situations. In the first, Kofi hears that a friend is ill in hospital. He decides that he must go and see him. In the end, it turns out that it is not necessary to go to the hospital after all. Now listen to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Kofi here. Yes, yes. Oh no. Okay, I'll be there in an hour's time.
Who is it?
Jeshaya. He says he heard Amma was in the hospital.
Is it a serious illness?
I don't know. I must go and see her now. I must.
I think you must find more information before you leave. You must find out what ward she is at, for example. You must find out the name of the doctor in charge of her.
I agree. I must. Hello, this is Kofi Mensah of GLC. Is that Ward B of the surgical building? Yes, Amansia. Yeah, one of your patients. Oh, thank you.
Must you go now?
No, there is no need to go after all. She has recovered and been sent home. I am glad I don't need to go to the hospital after all, thanks to your advice to find more information.
I'm glad you don't have to go, but not so much because you have been spared the trouble of making a trip, but because Ama is well again.
Now, let's listen to parts of the dialogue once more.
Must you go now?
And Kofi says,
no, there's no need to go after all.
Kofi has no necessity or obligation to go now. Ama is well. It would have been inappropriate, in this case, to say,
I mustn't go after all.
Now listen again.
Must you go now?
I don't need to go after all.
Compare this response to what you're going to hear.
Must you leave?
No, I must not leave after all. Ama is well.
The sentence is grammatically correct, but it is used in the wrong situation. Kofi's reply,
I must not leave,
implies that he is obliged or it is necessary for him not to leave. It is an expression of an obligation or necessity not to do something. This is different from no obligation or necessity to do something, which is what is required here. We shall have a lot more to say about these two types of negative obligation and necessity in our next program. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.